This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. For the third time on RÚV English Radio, we're going to look at and preview the Stockfish Film Festival, which comes to the capital once again in just a few days. Time is really passing very quickly, the third time that we have this conversation, but this year it's with the director of the festival, Dirk Mozisdottir, and we're sitting in the beautiful velvet seating of Bioparadis, the beautiful cinema at the heart of the capital, and this is the main venue for the festival.
Yeah, it's always been very important for us to be here at Bioparadis because the cinema was founded by all the filmmakers' associations and the festival as well. So this is our home.
It's a beautiful home, isn't it? A great place to have such a festival. As I say, we've had conversations about Stockfish before in the last couple of years, but for anyone who is new to the festival, it starts this week. Where do you want to start in our conversation? How would you describe the Stockfish Film Festival?
The Stockfish Film Festival is a very inclusive festival for everyone. And we also focus a lot on up-and-coming filmmakers and movie fans. And we want the festival to be a conversation with the public, with other art forms. And that's our main focus. So we situate ourselves like at the border of cinema. So we want to be in discussion with musicians, with artists, with video art, and just see how we can expand the art form and make it accessible to the public.
Talk a little bit at random maybe about some of the films. I don't want you to have any favorites, of course, but what would you want to pick out at random to give us an idea of the kind of film that can be seen?
Well, I'm just looking here at Waves, for example, which is a Czech film, which was the highest grossing film in the Czech Republic last year, and which was a total surprise to the director, for example. And we are screening the film in honor of Ásgeir H. Ingólfsson, who passed away sadly a few months ago, and after a short illness, and he was one of the regulars in all the cinemas and in all the film festivals in Iceland. Even though he lived in Prague, he was a poet and a writer, and he wrote about cinema a lot. And so I really encourage people to see this amazing film about the Prague Spring and support his fund as well to preserve his work. And then we have Floria Sigismondi is our honorary guest, and she's going to do a masterclass on her both music videos, video art, paintings, and we will show her film, The Runaways, which is about the 80s band, The Runaways, which she wrote and directed. And then we have an amazing event honoring the memory of David Lynch with his producer, Sigurjón Sighvats, and we're going to show his short films. And in the panel, there's going to be Sigurjón, Sean, and Floria discussing surrealism and David's legacy and what effect it has had and what it will bring in the future. Mm. So there's just so many things I'm excited about. I could go on forever.
A sad reason, of course, to celebrate the work of David Lynch with his passing, but it sounds like for anyone who is a fan of his work, there's a lot there to enjoy, a lot to explore.
Yes, and we're going to show things maybe that haven't been shown so much because everyone is now celebrating his legacy. Mm. And we're also going to show The Art Life, which is a documentary about his work and his life as an artist, also as a painter, because he was very multidisciplinary, did music as well. Mm. So he's been hugely influential in so many areas. So, yeah.
Is Stockfish, do you think, about celebrating world cinema or Icelandic filmmakers or carving out or explaining the role of Icelanders in world cinema? What would you say the purpose is?
Yeah, I mean, I was on the board when the name was, Sjón came up with the name Stockfish, which is comes from, of course, the stockfish that was on board in every Viking's boat and, you know, kept us alive and made us the great explorers that we were and we still are. And cinema is kind of like the stock, which is the import and export product that celebrates our country and our culture, our nature. And so that's what Stockfish is about. We're also showing work in progress with up-and-coming stuff mixed with big TV series. So, and also our opening film is an Icelandic premiere, which is also exploring the boundaries of documentary and fiction. And so we want to celebrate Icelandic filmmakers and show, just create the conversation between, you know, Iceland and abroad.
Filmmaking in Iceland, and you touched on television there as well, the industry seems to be in quite a healthy state. For the size of the country, there does seem to be a lot of employment in this sector.
Yeah, and it's interesting because we are going to do a panel on the state of the Icelandic film industry, where there's been a lot of just the statistics and stuff that we've made do for us, and to see how we're doing, how, like, the tax rebate, for example, how that's affected our industry. It's brought on a lot of huge projects. Has it been, you know, what's the effect of that?
And just explain that for anyone outside of the country, how that works.
Yeah, so foreign projects that come to Iceland can get a tax discount, you know, and the bigger the project, the bigger the discount, basically. So that's the simple way of putting it. So that's brought True Detective, for example, to Iceland, even though it didn't even take place in Iceland, you know, stuff like that, and created a lot of jobs here in the industry. And so we want to look into that because it's a recent thing and a lot of countries have started doing that. And, you know, it's an interesting experience and it has different effects on different areas of the industry.
I think True Detective is an interesting example. A TV show, of course, but many of the disciplines are the same. Interesting because I think a lot of filmmakers maybe 10 years ago would have wanted to come to Iceland for the landscapes. That would be the backdrop that they want. But then you've got True Detective coming to a town in the north of Iceland and making it look like Alaska.
Yeah, and that's the thing, because we have such great crews here in Iceland and our landscape is so, you know, diverse that we can be Alaska, we can be Greenland, you know, you know, anywhere there's snow, we can fake it, you know. So, and we've done that in TV series. We've been, Stykkishólmur was converted into a Greenlandic town for one series. And, you know, so, I mean, it's, and because the service here is so good, it's so beneficial for people to come here when it's difficult maybe to travel to Greenland or you know, remote places in Alaska. So that's the benefit of coming here.
So a celebration of all of that and, of course, of the films being made. The Stockfish Film Festival starts on Thursday, which is the 3rd of April. How many Stockfishes have there now been?
This will be the 11th edition.
It feels like it's really establishing itself.
Yeah, I think we're here to stay.
Okay. We'll put a link up to the festival on the page accompanying the show from Roof English Radio. But if someone is listening to this, they plan to be in Reykjavik for a few days, they can find details on the website. But how much will this cost for someone to see a film?
So we're trying out a new system, which is a pay-as-you-can system, so you can pay nothing. So we just really want people to, you know, evaluate how much they value our festival and pay as they can. So, and this is also one of our themes is inclusion, and this is part of it because we want everyone to be able to go to the cinema no matter how much money they have or their social status or you know. So that's a very exciting thing we're testing out now. We'll see how it goes.
And not the only film festival, of course, in Iceland, in Reykjavik here in the capital, but it does feel like Stockfish has found its own niche.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's great to have a big festival in the fall and then another one in the spring, and especially because there's filmmakers that can't go abroad to all the other festivals. So we're bringing the professionals here and we're, you know, putting a spotlight on the artists that are here and that can't maybe go abroad. So it's important.
I spoke to the organizers of the film festival in Patricksfjörður last year, and they said they had at least one person who had chosen to be in Patricksfjörður for that rather than Cannes.
Yes.
Good choice.
That's a great choice. Yeah, I remember that.
Yes.
Yeah, and I had a festival for 15 years in Snæfellsnes, you know, a short film festival, and that's why they brought me onto this festival. But, you know, so, I mean, it's great to have festivals all over the countryside and bringing all these people. people there, and you know, it's a big benefit I think for every community, because also we put in so much work that we're not really getting paid for, so the investment is really good for all these communities.
Well, good luck. Don't think you're going to need it, because the lineup is looking fantastic for this year. Thanks very much indeed. We'll doubtless talk again for the 12th Stockfish Film Festival next year.
Yes, let's do that.
It's RUV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam, and you can get in touch with us anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There is more from RUV English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RUV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RUV.